It's still a dream to me. Little things are sort of slowly starting to make reality sink in. I thought about the other day and I thought, oh my God, I can put Huddersfield players into my fantasy football team next year. I think that was the little thing that made me realise that we were actually there. So just little things like that are making the reality sink in, but it's still an absolute dream right now. I think I've been on a cloud the last 3 days.
I've got the same feeling, Freddie. And do you know, it's funny you say about fantasy football. I'm really into FPL, and a few players that I know on there are saying, right, so which Huddersfield players should we consider? And I've actually been thinking about it, and I'm like, well, at the moment, I'd probably say Elias Kachunga, but it's really difficult to pinpoint one who might actually be the one to get us all the points.
Yeah, exactly. For me, I think if Tommy Smith is fit, I'm going to put him in because of the amount of assists he gets. And if we get a clean sheet, it's a bonus as well. But it all depends on who we sign. I mean, if we get Aaron Moy permanently, I'm hearing that we're putting in a £8 million bid, but it's all speculation at the moment. So it really just does depend on who we get in. But I've got a few mates already asking, you know, oh, what Huddersfield Town players are good? Who can we put in and get some extra points at the start of the season?
Freddie, it's Derek here. Can you describe what was Wembley like? Because a lot of people, I was speaking to a fan at the Civic reception the other day there, and he had tears in his eyes when he was just chatting about it. I mean, what was it like down there?
The atmosphere was amazing. First of all, I think we packed out Wembley. I was a bit disappointed. One of the middle tiers was empty, but I think that might have been a corporate section where people just didn't turn up. They might have been Club Wembley members. So it didn't look all the way full, but it looked pretty full. When that last penalty went in, I think I cried for about 20 minutes straight. Everyone was crying around me. The funny thing was that everyone that was crying was around, you know, was men from the age of 20 to about 55. All the kids were sort of going mad, but I don't think they really understood, you know, the magnitude of what just happened, especially, you know, the roller coaster of the shootout with us missing the second one and then us coming back. And we were 3-2 down, I think, with two penalties to go. So it was just chaos, utter chaos.
I'm glad you mentioned about the seats there that were were available or were still unsold or unsat in, because I tweeted a picture out and said, "Town fans, look at how spectacular you are." And a few Leeds fans tweeted and said, "Oh, see a few people have dressed in red." So I'm glad that we've actually got a reason as to why that might be.
Yeah, I think that the amount of seats that were empty in that sort of just that specific section, they must have been Club Wembley seats, because I heard no indication that there was any sort of availability left, and it was only sort of like single seats in different pockets of the ground.
Yeah, no, I agreed with you. Just to move us on to signings and going forward, we were speaking to Ian Dunn on the show about half an hour ago, and I said, which of the loan players, if you could only bring one of them back, would it be? So I'll ask you, Freddie, the same thing. And then what other maybe position would you look to strengthen through the summer?
Sure. I think for me, it would probably be Aaron Moy. I think he was... I've heard people say that he wasn't on his best form on Monday, but I disagree. I think he was close to man of the match for me. I think he is one of those players that only comes around once every so often. I'm a massive fan of Danny Ward. I think he was outstanding. But if you had to say, we want to sign another keeper, you could go out and sign another keeper. And the same for sort of, you know, the number 10 position with Izzy and Casey, as much as I love them. So I think Aaron Moy, definitely. Signings-wise, I think we need, you know, as much of a reach as last season as this season, really. I think we need cover for centre-half. We possibly need two centre-backs. I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the players. I don't know what's going to happen with Whitehead or, you know, other squad players that he's going to deal with. So that will be what David has to deal with in the next few weeks. But there will be definitely a lot of positions that we need to strengthen, especially for depth-wise, I think, over the course of the season.